It's the weekend update.
Finding out what is ever so worthy of your past weekend. It was a fairly nice weekend out there.
It was beautiful.
Voting day was, as you were mentioning, on Saturday. So congratulations to Mayor Maddie on the three-peat. Trace Pete, if you will.
We'll have to get together. Bestie,
your
call
best,
me.
Your best what friend.
She's going to tune in.
Ever.
She's probably listening right now.
Yeah.
No, she's not.
If she ever was, she's not anymore. But also, congratulations to the 37 people that voted. What was turnout?
I think it was 8%. And they're talking about how, the Republicans did not turn. Well, nobody turned out.
Well, meanwhile, if it is on a bright side, 78% of the population did over the weekend vote on some social media poll on who would win 100 men against a gorilla.
Well, as long as we have our priorities straight.
That's all we need right there. It was a beautiful weekend, finally, for Mayfest, and it was fantastic. Also, Barbecue James was there, too, and a lot of Hank fans took in the first ever Lone Star Smokeout at Jerry World. That looked like a big hit. Let's keep that going.
I know. Barbecue was posing with Dane. We just interviewed him a few weeks ago out in Lido, Dane's Barbecue.
And if you're going to have that's an endorsement, having Barbecue James out at your barbecue event.
Pigeons just an overgrown dog, but they're good to eat.
Well, yeah, pigeons.
I don't know if anybody served any pigeons.
I promise you that. Of course, as we mentioned, Trish Yearwood was just stellar by all accounts Friday night. Chris Cagle, also Friday, our buddy out there from Weatherford at Billy Bob's Kentucky Derby. Toby's Horse finishes 17th. And Sovereignty wins the day. And our Dallas Stars, to which that guy really wanted tickets to go see them and thought for some reason or another.
That, hello?
Yeah.
Hey, good morning. Hey. I always seen up for one of the Stars tickets.
No.
Oh.
Yeah. But our Dallas Stars, man, one of the biggest Game 7 comebacks ever. Scored like 4 goals in the final period. It was nuts. Dallas Stars move on, and they will take on the hated Winnipeg Jets in the next round of the NHL playoffs. So, everybody, there's room on the Stars bandwagon. Go ahead.
I'm there.
Byron Nelson up there in McKinney. Scotty Scheffler, Dallas resident. He ends up winning. We got the coaches show tonight up there in Hudson Oaks, too, at Boo Rays of New Orleans. 7 o'clock start time.
The Lido number
coaches show
one
podcast.
Number one podcast.
Uno.
Number one.
Uno. Thank you. What about the goings-on on the Heather Lee Wild and Wacky
weekend? It was very, very busy. So we had a gymnastics on Saturday morning, and then I did a little bit of politicking. You know those weirdos that stand outside the polls and try and get those last-minute votes?
Yeah.
Well, that was me.
You were out
and,
there?
Yeah, because if you need to make it weird, I'm your girl. And it was a big ISD vote out in Aledo. My daughter was there, and the opponents were right next to us.
Oh, that's always
so
fun.
So it was like, yeah, it was much less I'm just angry than I anticipated.
You were ready to battle, weren't you?
Yeah.
Okay. You were like 100 Heather Lees versus one pollster.
Well, then, so we're sitting there and, hey, you know, whatever. Doing our thing. And then the guy's wife pulls up and she sees my daughter. Because she works with my daughter's old school. She's like, hi, honey. How are you? We're all totally talky. So it really,
that's not how it's supposed to go.
Yeah, no,
you
it
were
was
ready.
Not.
You had pitchfork in hand.
USA.
Yeah.
USA.
No girlies.
USA.
USA.
Waking up the Westoplex. It's KB and Heather Lee.
That's